Pause recording.
Okay, this will be my final. I was just about to close, but I ran out of time. But speaking of love, I was going to say that I love you all very dearly. People may not have my same religious beliefs. They may think that I'm crazy, that I'm stupid. These are the beliefs that I have. And everyone has their right and their entitlement to their own opinion. So, I respect everyone's opinion, even though maybe sometimes I may not agree with it. A lot of people said the father abused her. There was no abuse going on in that relationship, in that father-daughter relationship. If there was abuse, why would he buy her a computer? Or anything for that matter. And if you want abuse, how about he controls everything she does? And not give her the opportunity to have Facebook. That kid had it made. She had some wonderful things. Her father spent $130 just on computer software for her. If somebody gave me $150, I'd be like, wow, I appreciate that. I don't go posting things on Facebook saying vulgar, mean things about my parents. There needs to be a lot of love. I hope the kid really, really thinks about the consequences that she has to face. And if she really does have a conscience, I hope that maybe someday she'll look back on what she said and feel guilty. Now, I don't wish those kind of negative emotions on anybody. I wish her never to feel guilt. I wish that she would pray and have her sins forgiven. But again, there was no need for that horrible revenge. If somebody hurts me, even if it's someone that I love, I just learn not to trust them anymore. But I would never hurt them back. And for him to post this video of shooting a computer, especially to her other friends who no doubt are teenagers, that's not something you want to teach young children. Oh, it's okay to put a gun to a laptop because I saw someone's dad do it. This really wasn't the right way to go. But in some respect, I could see how he got caught up in the moment. We all make mistakes. He was hurt. He was hurt because of the horrible things his daughter said. And when he read that post, I was hurt too. I felt bad for him. But give the guy a break. I agree that this was the lousiest thing for him to do. He could have done something better with that computer. But the guy's made a mistake. And none of us are perfect. What can we learn from all this? Take time to thank your parents for being there for you. Take time to thank them and not regret every moment of your life that you spend with your parents or that the parents spend with their child. I don't know what it is that girl felt. I know that there's a rebellious
56.
Stage. But she certainly felt something. Just remember out of all this, folks, that yes, something positive can come out of it. Don't hurt people, especially the ones you love. Love them. Learn to love them. Just put your arms around them and pour out as much love as you can. For me, that's what I take from this experience. We need to learn love and compassion. To love each other. And yes, I truly do love each and every one of you. May God bless you, and you all have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for listening.